USA News, I'm John Schaefer. There's growing opposition to the debt limit deal on both sides of the aisle. Representatives like Republican Byron Donalds of Florida are holding firm.
We're not making any structural changes to the way Washington spends its money. And for those reasons, I'm a no.
And it's not just Donalds or Republicans who oppose the measure.
Some of us are going to vote no on principle.
That's Democrat Ro Khanna from California, who says many Democrats don't want to reward Republicans who, as he says, ran roughshod over the Constitution. The White House is calling a Chinese fighter jet maneuver over the South China Sea unsafe and unprofessional. The Pentagon released a video showing the Chinese jet fly directly past the nose of an American plane. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby called the move dangerous. Two more Republicans are joining the crowded field running for president. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will formally launch his campaign next Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, former Vice President Mike Pence will announce he's running. The demolition of an Iowa apartment building that partially collapsed on Sunday is now on hold. It was set for today, but put on hold because five people still remain unaccounted for.
We understand that this is an unthinkable situation, especially for the families that are involved and impacted by this event.
Davenport Mayor Mike Mattson says two of the five unaccounted people are believed to be in the building. A woman who has accused Joe Biden of sexual assault is now moving to Russia. Tara Reid told Russian state media that she feels safe in their country and would seek Russian citizenship. Back in 2020, she accused Biden of sexually assaulting her on the campaign trail in 1993. Biden has denied the accusations. The Atlantic hurricane season begins tomorrow. 12 to 17 named storms are being forecast by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. 5 to 9 of them expected to become hurricanes. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Actor Danny Masterson has been found guilty on two rape charges by a Los Angeles jury while they remain deadlocked on the third charge. After 7 days of deliberation, the jury determined that Masterson had raped two victims at his Hollywood Hills home 2 decades ago. Sentencing for the 47-year-old is yet to be scheduled. The number of job openings in the U.S. is on the rise.
New government data released Wednesday showed there were 10.1 million openings in April. That marks the first increase after three straight months of declines. The new number, coupled with increased consumer spending, suggests higher interest rates haven't slowed the economy as much as the Federal Reserve would have hoped. Retail and healthcare led the number of increases in job vacancies. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Jury selection has begun in Florida in the case of former Parkland School Resource Officer Scott Peterson.
In grand total of this process, I'm going to talk to 800 citizens. I need 10 people for this jury.
Judge Martin Fine is excusing people today who may find sitting on a jury until mid-August a hardship. Those who can stay will be asked to return Monday for questioning about their knowledge of the case. Peterson is accused of not acting during the 2018 Parkland School mass shooting. A proposed rule aims to make automatic emergency brakes mandatory in all new vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration believes this could significantly reduce pedestrian crashes and rear-end collisions. Their estimates show it could save 360 lives and prevent 24,000 injuries annually. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.